For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Sleepers Podcast. It is Thursday, June 20th. Cartino, Kark, the Herald Angels sing.
Enter?
I was going to say like Carrie Carpenter, but that doesn't really work. And Carrie Carpenter's not good enough for this.
Is that a Cardinals pitcher?
No, it's a Detroit Tigers outfielder.
Oh, I'm thinking of Kerry Wood.
That was a Cubs pitcher. You really hate baseball, don't you?
It's just, I don't know. Ever since Joel Zamaya tore his finger ligament playing Guitar Hero, I've had a hard time respecting the sport.
I mean, I get it. Those were tough times. Certainly tough times. All right. Well, I feel like you're just lying when you say you don't know about baseball, though. Like, you do know. You hate baseball.
What baseball player am I?
I don't know. Who did that?
I'm Fernando Rodney.
Fernando Rodney did do that. You're right. Yeah. So I feel like your baseball knowledge goes through like 2012 Detroit Tigers. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, I got a pretty good, I got a solid grip on today's game, I would say. I could like name a good amount of players. Like if you say a team, I can name at least one player from that team probably.
Miami Marlins.
Jazz Chisholm.
Chisholm?
Chisholm.
Baltimore Orioles.
Gunnar Henderson.
I did not expect you to make that pull. That was nice. Yeah, okay. All right, let's just – I believe you now. Isn't that surprising? Hey. This is me believing you live on a show.
Sometimes you resemble a young Kristen Yelich.
It's a compliment. I appreciate that. For reasons I don't want to explain, I feel like he's a lot more flexible than I am.
That's okay. People are really going to start tuning out of these episodes if we don't get the banter together at the start. It's insane.
Yeah, it seems like our banter's come under fire a little bit. Do you want to have official commentary on the fact that every show opens with banter and people want less banter from us, it seems?
I mean, kiss my ass and fast forward. Pretty easy, honestly.
What's the YouTube comment of the day, Kart?
Kind of miss scrolling through, but I'm gonna take the first one. Actually, no, I'm not. Thank you and shout out to everyone who has slid into our DMs comments and gave us a religious awakening on what the difference between LDS and Mormons is. We appreciate it. We understand it now. We don't need it anymore. But I thank you for everyone who has done that. Let's go with.
Can't believe you abbreviated that, by the way. Like, we're on abbreviation basis now?
Yeah, because I don't know if we're even honorary anymore.
It's just us. It's who we are.
Yeah. Honestly, let's go with a little bit of let's go with a double comment here. The first one is from Philly. He said, we need a tread water challenge with some reasonable stakes. We'll make that work. And I'm gonna wash Greg. Second one comes from Drake Walker. Carter is just him in all aspects of life. Not saying that just because it's Juneteenth. I always look forward to every episode. Y'all are the GOATs. Thanks, Drake. Salute. No Darvin Ham.
I echo what Drake said. Cart truly is the GOAT. I feel honored that I get to work with this man on a daily basis. I appreciate you, Cart. Hey, before we get to the Discord, should we address the Coleman Hawkins episode that we did last night? Really fun time.
So much fun. And not a toot our own horn podcast, but that was some of our best work, truly was. I thought it was candid. I thought the questions were great. I thought Coleman was great. The wine could have been better. My only thing I probably would have critiqued, my wine wasn't that great. But besides that, just a truly entertaining listen. I highly recommend tuning into that.
Yeah, a lot of gems. I listened back to it this morning. I don't listen to everything that we do, but I listen to things I'm like really looking forward to. And I was really looking forward to re-listening to that this morning. Got up, went to the gym. I enjoyed it. I just, I think he is awesome. I think Coleman Hawkins is just like such a compelling person, such an entertaining personality. And he's really smart too. That's the thing. Like he holds himself accountable. He holds teammates accountable. He will speak candidly and honestly about things that go right or things that go wrong. And man, he's been through a lot in 4 years at Illinois. Now the transfer portal, NBA draft attempts, and now to Manhattan for Kansas State. One of the most interesting people college basketball has seen in decades. So go watch that. It's on the channel now. We put it up Wednesday morning. 25 questions with Coleman Hawkins. We're also, are we allowed to announce the thing we might be doing next Wednesday yet, or are we waiting on that still? You want midnight?
I want midnight.
You want to be given till midnight?
Give me the midnight.
Okay. All right. So maybe there will be an announcement Thursday or Friday of something for next week. Maybe. Maybe not. We got to give Cart until midnight.
That's all I need.
I just can't wait. At midnight, at 12:01, I'm going to get a text from you. It's like, it's dead.
I got nothing.
I know for sure that's how this is going to end, and you're acting like something really special is coming. We'll see what happens. Okay, to the comments, join the Discord. Carter, why should people join the Discord again?
Because the Discord is the easiest and best way to support Sleepers Media. And if you want to do that, and if you want to support the mission that we are on, which is this all this content that we're pushing out, the Discord is the easiest way to make that happen. So join the Discord, $9.99 a month. Support the Sleepers.
I think somebody new joined yesterday that I forgot to announce. Maybe not.
You want to know why they joined, Greg?
Why is that?
Because I did the worm.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who it was that joined because you did the worm, but shout out to whoever joined because you did the worm. Let's get to the comments. Andre L. says, have you heard this Brad Underwood HPV awareness ad? I live in Spokane, and I'm in Walmart, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, this is Illinois basketball coach Brad Underwood in a Spokane Walmart of all places. And he goes on to talk about HPV awareness, which, yeah, is important, but that's got to be my most random experience in a while. And if you're Walmart, the best spokesperson you could get for HPV was Brad Underwood? I'm so confused.
That's such a great comment. Do you know what HPV stands for?
I'm telling on myself, but no, I don't.
I want to say it's...
Human papillomavirus?
That's what I thought it was.
Maybe?
Or pulmonary virus? Papillomavirus?
The human papillomavirus infection.
Yeah. Okay, good on you. Well, it's good that Brad is out here trying to spread awareness about a virus that affects so many people, so good on him.
The most commonly sexually transmitted infection.
I don't feel like that's not true.
Is Brad trying to tell us something?
No. I'd hope not.
All right. Malik Perry says, I love a good bad guy, but Angel Reese needs to do a better job. I got a double-double. You also lost to Caitlin Clark again. Okay, Malik Perry also says, Caitlin Clark got her head knocked off, and her response, yeah, it's part of the game. It happens. That's why she's a generational player for the WNBA.
I guess. I was kind of soft, honestly. Like, her getting hit in the head, like, I would have some things to say about that, because that's some trash for real.
I actually have a big-time problem with these two comments from Malik. I just want to repeat them real quick. This is Malik Perry we're talking about. The Malik Perry, who says, I love a good bad guy, but Angel Reese needs to do better. Caitlin Clark got her head knocked off, and her response is why she's a generational player for the WNBA. Malik has been trying to tell us for years that physical violence is the solution, and he's anti-Angel Reese and pro-Caitlin Clark at the end of this exchange?
Not a fan of that.
Cart, is Malik Perry a fraud?
You better be careful with that. I didn't say that.
I didn't say it. I asked it. I'm not stating it.
No, you're insinuating. You're saying it.
I am just asking why the guy who has promoted physical violence as a team-building solution time after time after time after time is suddenly upset with Angel Reese's physical violence and defending Caitlin Clark, who is just an innocent victim.
He said it, Malik, not me.
Guy says, while we're on the topic of HPV, what are the odds one of the analytical sites comes out with some revolutionary metric that accidentally has the same acronym as something completely unrelated, like an Evan Mia stat becomes known as HPV?
I feel like analytics people are good at avoiding that.
They're too smart for that, I think.
Right. Like, yeah. If there's like an assist to drive ratio and like, oh, like he's leading the country in AIDS, like I think they would fix that.
So you got to AIDS from assist to drive ratio?
Assist in drives. Semantics.
This is why we are not analytics people. Malik Perry says, why you glazed donut lickers so afraid to say certain things about Purdue?
I would just eat a glazed donut for reference if my structure didn't already give that away.
Malik says, if I have to go through Big Back Carter, I mean Big Cat Carter, or is it Kit Kat Carter? Let me take a break to get to Flinch Lawyer. That's a 2-for-1 deal. I love tell chicken wing arms flopping ain't going to work this year.
I don't know if he meant to make sure like the break was part of the Kit Kat line in there, but that was an absolute bar right there.
That was special. I love Malik so much. Thank Brian for being the co-host in place of my under bunk bed buddy, Carter. Greg, don't disrespect Wale. Love him for his ambition. The man had Jerry Seinfeld on his album. Better than listen to Jonas Brothers. Take that camp blank shit back to Disney.
Is there any other non-Malik comments coming up?
I don't know. Malik says, I used to hate going to the gym. When I go change, there's only one old person either wiping their balls or walking around butt naked. I think I know how things was done then, but cover up, please. Like, don't try having a conversation while you're naked.
Honestly, I feel that same way. There was way, when I used to work out at Lifetime Fitness, way too many, like, comfortability with, like, your 60, 65 butt-ass naked trying to have a conversation with me about how my workout was.
We have two more from Malik today. How you guys like your chicken wings? Me, I like them well seasoned and fried well. If it needs sauce, it ain't cooked right.
I love a good dry rub. I do. Not. I'd rather not have fried. I'd rather have like smoked or baked wings, I would say. But got to be well seasoned. I do agree with the non-sauce take. I kind of like that.
Count me down for pro smoked with wings. Also, I got to remember the line, if it needs sauce, it ain't cooked right, for future references for me. Because I've been anti-sauces my whole life, and I've never had something that compelling to tell people. The final Malik comment today. Final one, thanks for all the videos and stuff you two put out. At Riz, I don't do steroids, like my package too much.
All right, that's good to know, but thank you, Malik.
Dreadhead Dev Royal to King says, after the conference sleepers video idea by Brian Ralph, Brian really has me buying into Northwestern. What do you think of their transfer additions, Leach and Fitzmaurice?
I actually like Leach. And if Leach is able to play well with Barry and Barnheiser, there's something there. But, I was only able to watch about 2 Leach games last season when I believe they were playing Quinnipiac. But I really like this game.
Leach's film is good. I'm less excited on Fitzmaurice, but he's fine. I'm in on Northwestern. I've said that. I don't think they're going to be that bad. I think it comes down to Barry's health for sure, but Barnheiser's legit. And when we did our Big Ten draft, like, they were the only team with 2 guys taken in like the top 9 or 10 picks. So I think you should buy their talent for sure. Purdue Fox says, now that Edie can do commercials and is the KFC big bucket guy, what are the top 5 brands that would have fit Edie that missed on his visa status?
Angle hats. Yeah, he loves a good bucket hat. I think there was some hat company that really could have took advantage.
Hats would be good. Big and tall, obviously. Like, he's just big and tall. For some reason, I feel like Uber would have a nice thing with him. Like, after the video came out of him like drinking at the airport, like maybe we could get like a commercial where he misses his flight and like has to quickly call an Uber to save the day, and they get him to his destination, to his game on time. Like, it could work.
Or something associated with like Uber releases, like they had the Uber XL, but it's like the Uber XL Plus for super long pause people.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Or a dispensary.
Unrelated from Purdue Fox, which Big Ten coach would rep which fast food brands?
I mean, I don't know. That's a random question. I think Izzo strikes me as a Wendy's, like the old Wendy's. Painter, I
The
think, would be
yellow.
like,
Sorry, but the yellow, like all Wendy's had a bunch of yellow stuff back in the day.
Like that's Izzo. Fran would be like Hardee's or something like that. Carl's Jr. They just seem very friendly or family oriented. Brad would be Culver's. Greg Gard would be like a fake fast food place. He'd be like Jimmy John's, but I love Jimmy John's. He'd be Quiznos. Paint would be McDonald's. I don't know what deal. I don't know what the rest of them would be. They're running out of fast food places here.
Yeah. Dusty would be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. That's
Yeah, I think
the
so.
only contribution I have. Jay Meisner says, I'm starting to think Malik is just using the Discord to test material for his stand-up act, which, for the record, I would absolutely pay to see. Do you think
That makes hella sense, I'm not gonna lie.
it's a great act if that is what's happening? Sleeve Nash says, I'm not looking forward to the day that Sleepers gets too big and can no longer read Discord comments.
I'm very much looking forward to that day because, like I always say, and I'm very forward with everybody about the first opportunity that I get to change up, you will never see someone do it faster.
Yeah, the first chance you get to sell out, it's over for us.
It's gonna be
Yeah.
special. Because I'm doing
Yeah.
it right away.
Yeah. With that said, we are a stay low and build show, and we are a blue collar podcast. Can I say unequivocally, there will never be a day that we will not read YouTube comments?
Yeah, no, that's part of the brand.
That's where we will always read the Discord.
Unless Big B finally comes through and they're like, we wanted one big thing back, but the one thing you gotta do is stop reading YouTube comments. I'm going to get my free latte a week from Big B and then stop reading YouTube comments.
Truly, that's it. Until somebody pays us not to do the Discord comments, there won't be a moment that we decide not to do it, no matter what that means. Purdue Fox is back, says, should Indiana get screen credit for any Dusty May success at Michigan since he is their alum? Like, Michigan success counts as Indiana success, right? No. No,
Oh,
not at
what?
all. If Dusty's great at Michigan, that means Indiana fumbled the bag. They could have fired Mike Woodson and Dusty would have immediately gone to Indiana this offseason. They chose to keep Sleepy Mike. And while they have Sleepy Mike in a top 10 roster, I have Dusty May.
So now it's Sleepy Mike now, huh?
It's Sleepy Mike and Dusty May, to each their own. Jack J7 says Merez got his own Illinois practice hype video. People are still trying to say he won't even start. He's Big Ten Rookie of the Year. Harper and Bailey can't overcome Pykele and leads Illinois to a Big Ten title. We did a video about this today. I'm going to spare Carter from any comment on it. There's a short video up on the channel. Let's just say we are very excited about the fact that Merez got his own practice hype video. That does mean something, and my body language PhD triggers are going off. Jack J7 says, could you guys rank how excited you are for Michigan's confirmed non-conference game so far per Rocco Miller? I'll just read them to you real quick. TCU, Miami, Ohio, Wake Forest, Arkansas, and New York City, Oklahoma, the Fort Myers tip-off. They have two games versus Virginia Tech, South Carolina, or Xavier.
Obviously the Arkansas one is one that is the most exciting for me, but there's some sneaky good ones in there. Like South Carolina will be fun. The matchup between two probably men of faith, Caucasian coaches in Porter Moser and Dusty May going head on will
Hey,
definitely move some of the masses.
the Jordans they wear in that game is going to be special.
I hope it's like the sneaker week.
This is a really, I haven't talked about this much publicly. This is a schedule I'm really excited about because I think there's a lot of winnable games that can be disguised as really tough games in here. With all due respect to these teams, I don't think anybody except for Arkansas is guaranteed to be even close to like a top 25 team in the country. If Michigan plays somewhat to their ceiling, I think there's a really good chance they could win a lot of these games. I'm excited for Arkansas. I'm excited for Wake Forest. Watching Hunter Salas will be fun. And I'm excited for TCU, the rematch with Frankie Collins. And then another one from Jack J7. Could you rank each of these confirmed non-conference away games for Big Ten teams based on watchability? There's eight of these, so I don't know how easy it'll be to rank, but just pick a couple that you really like. Minnesota at Missouri, Nebraska at Creighton, Northwestern at Dayton, Ohio State at Texas A&M, Purdue at Marquette, Rutgers at Kennesaw State, Washington at Nevada, Wisconsin at Marquette.
Marquette-Purdue one is one that sticks out to me. Sneakily good is Northwestern going to Dayton. That'll be kind of fun. There's also like some mid-matchups that were listed on there. Like
Nebraska-Creighton, wow. I like. Ohio State-A&M, I like. I would put those as the consensus top four. Wisconsin-Marquette's fine. Minnesota, Missouri's gross. Washington, Nevada, I could not care less about. And Rutgers at Kennesaw, I agree. Why? Why are we doing that? Yeah. Doctor made fun of that comment. Just said, whole ass MLA formatted paper you're asking them to read. Kai says, if you had to pick a program to bring from the dead to be a premier program in football, who would it be?
My own program?
Seems like a cop-out answer, but...
maybe Florida. I'm sick of Florida being average.
Yeah, like Florida needs more help. They have like multiple national championships in the last 15 years.
Yeah, but I'm sick of them being average. It's kind of fun when the Gators are good,
I guess.
Well, you're trying to bring back a dead program.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a go. I don't know. This is Big Ten. And it wouldn't be good if this happened, but for some reason, I always really like it when Penn State's good.
You do?
I like the all whites a lot. Like, I really like the look of the all white Penn State, the white out at night. I think it's fun when Penn State is like a top 10 legit team.
Yeah.
Also, really liked when Texas Tech was good, like the Crabtree year. Just
that was kind of, that was pretty fun.
That'd be fun too. Also, this is from Kai, picking teams soon for the NCAA 25 thing that we are organizing in the Discord. So if you're interested, sign up in the Discord. It's going to be crazy. They even have awards named after us both. Do you think it's the Carter Elliott Award for the worst player that finishes last in this competition?
Should I get in this?
I thought you were going to be in this.
Well, after that comment, I don't know if I want to be.
Yeah, everybody should join this, and I'm going to selfishly use this as a reason to sign up for the Discord. But if you're listening to this knowing you're going to play the college football video game, Kai and others are organizing a big like online dynasty mode. So we will make sure that there's a way to play competitive online NCAA football with each other once the new game comes out, and it'll all be run through the Sleepers Discord. Join the Discord if you're interested in joining and being a part of that. Doctor says, we need a 30-minute video of just Malik comments. This man is the funniest person. Yeah.
Well, we already got that, basically.
Guy says, the Greg KYU rant was an all-time moment. College Hoops to Go to the Marriott Center would be elite content. College Hoops to Govo.
That was a bar. College Hoops to Govo slap. Good on you, guy.
Guy's having a good week right now. Guy's in a good spot. Just a reminder, you can't teach handsome. That's why Omaha Billiou might be the national player of the year for Wake Forest.
And just like that, guy goes back to his old ways. We just sort of stopped right there. He's back to square one.
Interesting. Sleeve Nash has a comment on the Coleman interview. I think there was a lot of backhand compliments and some shade thrown on Brad and the program that I wasn't a fan of. Talking about how he doesn't want to do the practices and the in-game adjustments. I'm an Illinois fan and a Coleman fan, but at the end of the day, we're talking about a guy who averaged 12-6 and was a poor defender. Sad to see him go, but Coleman, you didn't make Brad. Brad made you.
Ooh, spicy.
Actually, I don't want to give snaps for that. I don't agree with any of that. Sorry, Sleeve Nash.
Yeah, that 12-6 and bad defender was Yeah, that's very tough. I'm sure that Trey White and Kerry Booth will replace that. Good luck with that.
Okay, actually, to take this point by point, do you think there were backhand compliments and some Brad shade from Coleman in the interview?
I didn't think so, no.
I think Coleman was too smart to actually go there, but there were like maybe little hints at times. Like he definitely in the UConn part, he was like, the game plan sucked. The game plan sucked. No comment from Cart.
I mean, but is that a backhand comp? That's not a backhand like shot. That's just a how
It's
he
just
felt about
shade.
it.
Yeah, it's just
Yeah.
shade. But
Just,
it
yeah.
maybe not even shade. It's just an accurate critique of what happened. Yeah, I don't know. And then the poor defender stuff, I would fight hard on that. I think Coleman is a very good defender that has been asked to do something impossible for a couple of years. And I do think Coleman gave some revealing answers about that. Like, hey, my job was just to wall up and hope they miss shots. Like, when he said that, I was like, okay, so the staff is telling you to like give up layup attempts to people who are way bigger than you.
Also, doesn't the Illinois fan base have like a kind of a overwhelming feeling that he doesn't make in-game adjustments, that Brad doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know.
And Coleman saying that that might be a thing reiterates that point to you?
I look, people know I'm a pro Brad guy. I'm also a pro Coleman guy. I do not believe that Brad Underwood made Coleman Hawkins. Do you think that's fair to say? Like,
No.
that's, I don't think there's much of that at all. Like, Coleman didn't even get the biggest opportunity until deeper into his career. And then Coleman gave a lot more to Brad than I would say Brad gave to Coleman.
I think Brad would say the same too, to be honest with
Yeah.
you.
I do too. Eric NJ Boiler says, okay, time for a sleepers poll. Who thinks that Carter Elliott really can start a fire with just wood? Simple thumbs up and thumbs down reactions, please. More thumbs down than thumbs up on this one right now. Do you want to double down on you being able to start a fire with just wood?
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I can start a fire with just wood. Literally. It's not that hard. It's actually fairly easy, to be honest with you.
The example that you gave, though, you had a lighter. So when we say just wood, we're talking no lighter, no flint, nothing but wood. You can start a fire.
Yes.
What's the next step after holding the wood, Carter? What do you do next to start a fire?
Well, the really the main point about it is you got to get a little kindling. You got to get some stuff to actually start it up. So I'm gonna find some little small sticks, something that'll burn very easily. The hardest part about this is gonna be actually getting the flame with just wood. That's actually going to take a lot of work. But if I do it correctly and use the elements around me, I can use things other than wood. There's going to be rocks around. All I need is a tiny spark. If I make a tiny spark and I do it correctly and I use the oxygen flow also to get it going, it'll be fairly easy, to be honest with you.
So wood and rocks are, that's your plan of how to get the spark is
I mean, if
rock.
I can take a shortcut, I'm going to get a rock. If not, then I'll just do it straight up with wood.
I just don't get how you're getting the spark. You keep saying, I just need to get a spark with just wood. How are you creating a spark with wood? You're gonna rub two sticks together to get a spark.
To get, or not even a spark, just get like some heat going. I need some heat, some smoke, something just to light those little sticks at the bottom. And then once I get just a little bit of heat there, I'm fanning it. I'm fanning the thing like I'm getting it going.
So let's say I kidnap you and put you in my room that I'm in right now.
You would not be able to kidnap me if you tried.
That's true. But okay, you willingly go with me and I lock you in this room. And all that's in the room is, what do you want? Like logs of wood? Like 10 logs of wood? Sticks? What type of wood do you need here?
Just wood.
Just wood. Okay, so you have.
Wood. I need wood, and maybe like tiny little sticks, little branches.
Okay, so you're gonna get some wood and you're gonna get some sticks. I have a pile of sticks and I have a
Can I get
pile
leaves?
of
Can I get
wood.
leaves too?
No, I give
Okay.
you a pile of sticks, a pile of wood. You're in this room, locked in the room. You don't get out of the room until there's fire. How long until you have made a fire from just sticks and wood?
5 minutes.
That's insane.
Is your computer in the room still?
No, everything's removed. Everything's gone.
Everything's removed?
Also, this
Okay.
part's irrelevant, but you're also naked in this exercise.
Okay. Get,
It's like
let's
it's naked and afraid, but you're in my basement making a fire.
There's no reason to ever be afraid if you're naked. That show is stupid. It makes no sense.
Oh, there's reasons.
Why?
Well, the implication.
Nothing can scare you more than being naked. Once you're naked, that's the biggest fear. Why are you scared of anything once you're naked?
The implication.
Let's get to the show.
That was an Always Sunny reference for those that think I've lost my mind. Look up Dennis Implication from Sunny. Great television show. 5 minutes alone, naked in a room with sticks and logs is crazy, Cart, by the way. Like, I would take the over on 3 hours.
I'm special.
You're not, though. Like, I always say, like, I'm a mediocre white guy. Like, you're a relatively average man.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I disagree with that.
Like, you are special in a lot of ways. Starting fires, not one. You are an average to below average fire starter.
That's your opinion.
I've never seen evidence of you starting a fire.
When have you needed it?
It's insane. Doctor says, this is a homer question for my boy Cart. The coolest part of soccer is the national side. No other sport has anything like it. Golf, to an extent, it has some sort of nostalgic feel that I can't explain, that's electric. Who do you have in the Euros and Copa?
I got France for the Euros. For Copa, I'm going to say Brazil, but sleeper pick is Uruguay. Not America. Greg Boholzer is a terrorist.
Good picks. Doctor says, how big of a bag are we paying Pep to coach the United States men's national team? Jerome Powell needs to break out some of the Federal Reserve and pay this man a billy before the 2026 World Cup. The economic benefit from it could be considered an investment.
Yeah. The World Cup's going to be in the United States. We have the best coach in the world coaching the United States. Would he ever do it? Absolutely not. Maybe we added Joe Mazzulla to the national team staff since they're best buddies. But otherwise, I don't see it.
How much of Pep's greatness is that his name is Pep?
I mean, it definitely factors in.
It's got to be a big part of it, right?
But his name is Joseph. Joseph Guardiola.
Pep.
Pep.
That's such a good nickname.
Yeah, it is.
It's really good. Eric NJ Boiler has the final comment today. For the Olympic segment, I have always been upset that starting in 1992, the United States wasn't allowed to have two teams in the men's basketball competition. Just like countries can have three sprinters in an event or multiple bobsled squads, why didn't the IOC allow for an amateur U.S. team and a pro U.S. team as long as the amateur team can qualify in an international tournament? Given enough practice time, I still think an amateur U.S. team can medal. That's an interesting idea.
I kind of like that idea. I've never thought about that. I would love that, though.
I just don't, like, does the United States Basketball, whatever it is, Association, are they even interested in, like, doing the extra work to have two at once? That seems
absolutely
like a lot
not.
Of work.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's like
not an extra work country.
You'd have to find, yeah, we like the easy way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the show. That's the comments. I appreciate everybody. Cart. We're brought to you by NBA 2K Lab. What's your favorite part of NBA 2K Lab?
I think the badges section of it is probably my favorite, just because I'm not too adverse or all-knowing of that. But as of recently, my favorite thing is the big board, which contains Sleepers Media official ranking of draft prospects next to the GOATs in the industry, ESPN and CBS. I mean, it's a great tool to use. Whether you want to do the badges, the mini games, do mock draft simulations, my2klabs.com has everything you need. If Sleepers uses it, you should too. I always stand by that. We wouldn't use some BS. So tap in.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that there's NBA 2K Lab mini games that feature the Sleepers, because there's nothing mini about Carter. But there are mini games that you can play that feature our big board, which actually is right up Carter's alley. He's big.
There's a few mini things about Greg, but we don't have to discuss it here. But actually, let's go ahead and discuss it. The amount of hair that's still on his head is mini.
It's not that bad.
You can only hold on for so long, brother.
This angle's not crazy.
You're looking more like Robbie Berger every day.
I got more hair on my head than you have on your cheeks, and that you ever will on your cheeks.
Your forehead is your biggest weapon.
I don't want to do a quick-witted thing with you. You're better at it than me. Go to NBA2KLab.com to see the full big board and to play all of the minigame shots at 2K Lab. Carter came up with a few of the topics for today's show, NBA draft superlatives being the first one. And I did point out to him that we have already done NBA draft superlatives for 75 different players. But he's very excited about this. So we're going to let you lead, Carter. I think you've come up with some new categories.
I had. So these superlatives are more centered around, like, just attribute wise, right? Like on the superlative that we did for the 75 prospects, it was like, this player is most likely to, a little bit more high school esque, right? This is a little bit more simpleton, I would say, in this case. So just like some categories and picking which prospect you think best fits into this category. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 here. How many do you think we'd agree on being the same?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah, zero. I think you and I are not aligned today.
Okay. Best shooter in the draft.
Do I have to go first?
Yes. Just because I have mine written down, so I know that there won't be any changing involved.
Is this the only shooting category? Like, you're not going to hit me with, like, movement shooter after this?
No.
Then I think I got to say Dalton Connect.
I said Dalton Connect as well.
It could be Baylor Shireman, though.
Would that have been your second choice? I thought Jared McCain might have been up there for you.
Jared McCain is not in my top three for shooting.
Okay. All right, next category. Best handles, best dribbler.
Rob Dillingham.
I had Rob Dillingham as well. I think we're going to get a lot of these more right than you are giving it credit for. But these are also some of the easier ones. They get a little bit more, I think, fluid towards the end. We can go either way. Best shot blocker in the draft. That one's easy.
Donovan Clingan.
Easily. All right, let's get on to the good stuff here. Best leader, Mr. Intangibles of this draft class.
Oh, are you gonna make us say who I think it is?
Who do you have?
I mean, I'm looking. This is like the only guy I think even makes sense. I guess they're okay. Okay, I see three options. No, I see four options. I see four options: Tristan Newton, Jamal Shedd, Zach Edey, and Tyler Kolick are the four options. Is your answer one of those four?
Yes.
I think your answer will be Jamal Shedd. I think my answer will be Tyler Kolick.
My answer was Jamal Shedd. Why is your answer Tyler Kolick over Jamal Shedd?
Because I don't actually think Jamal Shedd did that much leading this year.
Did Tyler Kolick?
Yeah.
What did he lead his team to?
not like that, that's it's not team success. It's like, how do you actually like go about how you do everything? Like Tyler Colic acts like I speak for the team. I'm responsible for this. Jamal Shedd just like played really hard and was in a great program that was going to win a lot of games. It's like lead vocally versus lead by example. I'm a words guy. That's my love language. I'm in on Tyler Colic.
That's your love language.
And you're more like an example. You're gifts, right? That's your love language. Your gifts and physical touch. That's Jamal Shedd.
Yeah, I do love being touched. Best defender on ball.
Touch kids too. Stephon Castle.
So I had Stephon Castle at first, but I had a few. I had a first time winner on here. I had Jamal Shedd twice.
I think that's getting too cute.
Is it?
Jamal Shedd's 6'1".
Just trying to be different by doing that.
I mean, the Stephon Castle can guard LeBron James. Jamal Shedd can guard, like, maybe Keontae George.
Okay. I'll give you that one. Best dunker.
Who's Ellis?
No TSJ here?
No.
I had TSJ.
Is just a blur in transition. Booz Ellis has like windmill creativity shit to him that I don't think TSJ has ever done that I've seen.
I want Booz Ellis to be a Piston so bad, Gregory.
Could happen.
I need it too. All right, last two. Highest ceiling in the draft.
Did you just say Sar?
No.
Bucket. I think it's Edie.
The highest ceiling is Zach Edie.
I think it's Edie. I think he's the only player in this draft that has Hall of Fame potential.
Wow, really?
It's one of one. It's unlikely he hits his ceiling, but if he hits the ceiling, I believe Zach Edie could be an all-time great.
I thought you were going to take another, say that for the other segment of the show, but okay then. So my highest ceiling is, I actually had Nikola Topic. As a high
stakes,
I'm telling you, like, that dude's gonna be an all. I think he might be the first all star out of this class.
So the highest ceiling dude tore his Achilles or whatever it was like a week ago.
AC meniscus, okay. Meniscus.
Does that scream super high ceiling to you?
I think that his ceiling is the highest.
Okay, I respect it. I like Topic film a lot. I just am really skeptical about everything, and you add the injury to it.
Last one is the safest floor. Who's the safe one here? Who's the one that you feel comfy with? You know it might not be that great, but you know it's safe.
I don't think anybody's safe.
You don't think anybody's safe?
No. Nope. Like, I think my answer would have been Castle, but I think Castle's whole, like, I'm a point guard makes him unsafe. So, like, I don't trust Castle right now. I trust Castle the player. I don't trust him in here. I guess you could say Klingon is safe. Shepard's not safe. He could be a disaster. Dillingham's not safe. He could be a disaster. Connect's not safe. He might never be able to guard. Cody Williams might just not be that good.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
You could make an argument for Edie, and I think you could make an argument for Terrence Shannon, but yeah, I'll say Donovan Klingon is the safest.
So I had Edie as my safest. Because I just think that you know, if at worst, I think you're just going to get a guy with generational size and ability, which other players might not have that. Looking back on this exercise, I think I might have wanted to pick Cody Williams for highest floor, highest ceiling. Sorry. Like you think that Cody Williams ends up being, there's a world where Cody Williams is the best player out of this draft?
I think it's possible. Yeah, I do.
And not like best player out of this draft because the draft class is bad, like best player out of this draft because Cody Williams is actually really good.
It's possible. It's possible. It's possible for sure.
I mean, there's rumors he could go top five. So I don't think anybody knows what to expect with this draft, straight up. Everybody's clueless.
Yeah. But I think that'll make it an intriguing watch, maybe.
That will happen.
NBA draft hot takes, our second NBA draft segment today. I have asked you to bring three hot takes. I also have three hot takes. We're going to alternate on this. What's your first NBA draft hot take?
That Terrence Shannon Jr. is a better pro than Dalton Knecht.
Ooh.
Here's where I'm coming from on this one. There's a world where you might not even be able to play Dalton Knecht because he legit cannot guard anybody. He is that bad defensively. His feet are that slow defensively. Now, he's a bucket and a bona fide bucket getter in every respect, right? But I think there's a world where TSJ can affect the game offensively, maybe not as impactful as Dalton Knecht. But when you look at the game as a whole in every aspect, I think TSJ is going to be a better pro than Dalton Knecht.
I don't hate that at all. I think Shannon may be starting in a couple years and Knecht needs to be like an offensive stud. Shannon doesn't necessarily need to be anything because he's so versatile on both ends that it could work. Okay. I don't hate that. I don't think that was the hottest though. That felt warm.
It gets hotter.
Okay. That felt like a 71 degree day when you thought it was going to be like in the 60s and you step outside and you're like, oh, it's a tad of a scorcher out here. I might want to take a layer off, but like you're still going outside.
It'll get hotter.
Okay. All right.
My first hot take is that I think Reed Sheppard will never start a game in the NBA.
That is pretty hot.
It's hot. He might just get drafted to a bad team that like plays him no matter what. If he gets drafted to like Houston, he's not starting for Houston's backcourt right away. Like there's no way. And I think there's a world where he gets buried here and very quickly forgotten. Let's not forget, this kid like did not come to Kentucky with anyone thinking he was a one and done. He had an historically special shooting year. But like, what do we always say about shooting years, Cart? When there's crazy shooting outliers in one season, usually that's just a weird season. Like, he's not going to shoot 55% forever. So if that doesn't happen, then you're talking about a 6'1" Caucasian guard that isn't a point guard, that needs the ball in his hands. And I just, as smart and all the intangible stuff he has between the ears, I don't think it's going to work in the NBA.
Ooh, that's scorching. I'm going to have to disagree with that. Not ever starting a game is pretty crazy. But if you're going to lead with that, I feel like I got to come up with one of my more scorching.
He's also 6'3", not 6'1". That's on me. But in my head, he's 5'9". So I was being generous.
Okay. I'm going to go with this one. I think Yves Missi will end up being a better pro than Donovan Clingan.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. I don't even think I believe that.
I do, though. If you are a team that's going to take Donovan Clingan number one, is it not worth it to just like maybe even trade down and just get Yves Missi at like 25?
I would rather have Klingon at one, personally.
Yves Missi, I think, is just scratching the surface. I think he has the size. He has, I think the skill is there if it's developed correctly. But you got to think, like, put Yves Missi in Dominic Klingon's role last year as a freshman on that Connecticut team. I think Yves Missi has that same type of effect off the bench behind Sanogo, and people are talking about Yves Missi like they were talking about Donovan Clingan.
Maybe. I believe in Yves Missi. I just think Klingon is like legit too. There's a reason I think he's viewed as the higher caliber prospect. And also, like, we're kind of swiping this aside. Everybody's giving Caraban all the credit for this. Klingon's the only guy who went two and done with two championships here. Nobody else did that on UConn. Like, Tristan Newton lost a bunch of seasons before he got to UConn. So did Cam Spencer. Jordan Hawkins had 1 year there. Like, this was the Klingon era that they went two for two. And everyone's giving Caraban the credit because he returned. I think maybe Klingon was the most special part of this when we look back on this in the future. But
I respect it. It's an Ungo Merchant.
I don't know about that. That didn't happen this year. I have one Klingon-related hot take, although you might not say this is that hot anymore. But I believe that in 5 years or 10 years, when the 2024 draft class is looked back upon, the same way everybody called college basketball the year of the big a couple years ago, it's going to be remembered as the big draft class. And what I mean by that is nobody will actually be any good. Like, nobody will be a starter level guy, even, like, nobody except Klingon, Edie, Khalil Ware, and Sar will all be like all-star level bigs.
I'm not mad. Is that scorching?
I don't know. I think maybe the concept of those four being awesome, but I'm talking like, you can go down names like Shepard, Castle, Buzelis, Dillingham, Connect, Cody Wood. Like, I don't believe any of those dudes end up anything important at all 5 years from now. But all the centers are like legitimately good.
I mean, that would make me happy, kind of.
That would make me happy too.
It made me a little bit happy on the inside. All right, last one here. The thing is, like, once you got me going on this, I just kind of just started firing off like hot takes. I got like a list of 10 here. But I think I want to go with the hottest one out of here. I did hint at this in the last one, but I think that Nikola Topić is going to be the first all-star out of this draft class.
Ooh.
He will be the first one to make an all-star game out of this draft class.
I think Johnny Furphy's way better than Topić.
No, Greg.
The Topić one's good. It's a good hot take. My final hot take is that Tristan Newton will end up a multi-time NBA champion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, to be honest with you.
Like, Drew Holiday career arc for Tristan Newton.
With multiple teams.
Yeah, like, he hops around, he gets traded, he's like a hired hand to be the fifth option perimeter defender starting point guard for a bunch of championship level teams.
Better pet Patrick Beverly without the podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Fun hot takes. We have a week more of NBA draft stuff to do. Maybe some surprises in store. Also, 75 scouting reports and 75 player counts for every player in the big board of the NBA draft. We worked really hard on it. It's all on the channel. Go check it out. Final topic today is just a quick fun one here, but this was a debate that was brought up in our Discord yesterday, and I want to make sure we give credit to the people who originally posed this question in article form, but I don't have the screenshot up right now, so I need to try and find this real quick. The question is, what sports league has the best playoffs in sports? So, potential options. Here it is. It's from Stadium Rant. Stadium Rant did this as an article. And the options are NBA playoffs, NFL playoffs, MLB playoffs, NHL playoffs. Throw March Madness into this. I think we can now throw the college football playoff into this. And, Cart, dare I be so crazy? I think we should throw college baseball into this because college baseball is cooking right now. It's pretty fun to watch.
That's last for me.
Why?
Because I don't watch it.
There's something about the best of three with it, though. Like,
does playoff golf come into play?
No, because there is no set playoff. I guess like the FedEx playoffs, but that doesn't feel real to me.
Okay. I need playoffs in golf.
I mean, is the FedEx playoffs are real? It's just like, it's a fake title. Nobody seems to care about it.
Yeah. How do you want to go about this? You want my list, your list? Should we go like, should we come with a consensus sleepers, how we rank these?
I want your list and my list.
Okay. Well, for me, number one is March Madness. That's going to be my number one. It always is. It's just, it's a personal thing. It's one of the reasons why we have this show. March Madness is one for me. NBA playoffs would be two. Then I would go NFL playoffs after that. Then I would go, I go MLB after that, then NHL, then college football playoff, then college World Series.
You have college football playoff second last now that it's expanded to 12?
I need to see the expansion.
Do you like show me? I want to
show
see
me. Okay. Show me. Earn it.
Okay. I agree. March Madness has to be one. Where'd you have NHL?
I had NHL after baseball.
I can't believe you had baseball that high. You hate
baseball. I love baseball playoffs.
That shout to Cole Schaefer who got us.
Yeah, like I love baseball. I hate regular season baseball. I will not watch a single game of regular season baseball, but I will tap in for all MLB playoffs.
Betting playoff baseball is really, really fun. Okay. March Madness is the obvious number one. There's no debating it. It's like a week-long celebration. It's the best. From there, I'm going to go college football playoff too.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm optimistic. I know we haven't seen it yet, but I think 12 is the perfect number for this. I've wanted expansion for a while. And I think the actual games themselves of the college football playoff have been pretty great. Like, you're going to hate this because it was just the team you hate seeing succeed. But, like, the Michigan-Alabama playoff game in the Rose Bowl was electric last year. And yeah, if we get that, but eight of those a year, it's going to be awesome. Like, there's not going to be blowouts where it's just like Georgia's destroying Oregon. There's no other good games. Like, we're going to get games that come down to the wire with seasons on the line, like with a chance to go to the Final Four in football. I think that's going to be completely electric, and the single elimination style of March Madness will kind of translate to football in a really fun way. From there, I would go NFL playoffs three for a similar reason. It's like single elimination is just a good format. I would go MLB playoffs four. I'm going to go college baseball playoffs five. I actually really like the best of three format. And I kind of wish we could experiment with a best of three and other things. Like, maybe there's a way. Like, could we do best of three for, like, conference tournaments in Big Ten basketball?
It'd be so long.
It'd be long, and people wouldn't care. But, like, we don't want to do that for March Madness, and I get it. But I feel like there's a fun way to, like, you know, it's like it, like Illinois-UConn last year. UConn destroyed them. I would have loved to see Illinois come back and, like, can they adjust and make it a game rather than just pack it up and be done, you know?
Yeah, I kind of like, I do like that. And then the last game just goes to, like, the higher seed, the better team. Because I want it to be, like, home away.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be perfect. And, to me, like, best of three is a lot better than best of seven, which is why I have that up there. I would go NHL playoff sixth, NBA playoff seventh. I think the NBA playoffs are broken. And maybe this is just the NBA, where the state of the league is for me right now. But, like, I could not have cared less about this entire playoff run. I think we have, like the Mavs being a five seed, making it to the finals and getting destroyed. No competitive games. Literally not one game in the finals was competitive. That sucks. I don't know what you do with that. Because seven games is too many games for mismatches. Like, we don't need to see a seven-game series to tell us Boston's way better than Indiana. Like, this 3 weeks of Boston just destroying people was horrible for basketball.
Yeah, but the NBA playoffs, like, historically, is just so exciting. Like two years ago, we were getting Suns Bucks. Like, that was a great series. It was.
It was okay.
What?
The Suns guy was fun. Suns in four.
God damn it, Greg.
I don't know. It's sad time. Like, Giannis doing the Chick-fil-A drive-through is the most exciting NBA playoffs moment in like 6 years.
I mean, that last game was incredible.
I need to go put the tape on, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Fun topic. Fun debate. I feel like people could debate this at bars forever. One big thing presented by Bigby. Just kidding. It's one big thing presented by nobody. I just wanted to show some love to Natalie Rose, who in the Discord said she always gets sad that we say presented by nobody these days. Nat/anybody, you could change that. One big thing presented by you if you want to. It's just currently presented by nobody. I digress. Cart, what's your one big thing today?
My one big thing is I am now a hat rope guy. This is my first hat that has a rope on it. I want all my hats to have ropes on them.
I think this is the latest in the line of things you obsess over for like 2 weeks and then things change.
How long is that line?
You look really good in the roped hat. I'm upset with myself for not noticing it until now. It is like a look for you that you can rock. What's the emblem on it on the front?
It's my pop's golf country club, Western Golf Country Club.
You said it's my pop's club as if it's not your club. You're a member.
I don't know if I'm confirmed a member, to be honest. I'm told I am, but I don't go there by myself.
You have a locker, don't you?
No.
I thought you had a locker.
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right, yeah, we're going to need to flesh that one out. You look good. I'm curious to see if this will last into a couple weeks. Like, are you going to order more of those hats? Are you planning on it?
Yes.
What's next in line to be ordered?
There was this green, like, good one that I saw on a recent video that I think I might get. But if anyone has any good rope hat suggestions, please throw them my way. I actually saw you had one that I liked. I think it was like said bad on it. It's a bad birdie.
Bad birdie. It literally just says bad on the front. I always like
that. Yeah, that's a great hat. I might get that.
Yeah, it's a good hat. A lot of good golf apparel. For our golf apparel, we go to Swing Happy, where you can find the sleepers golf.
Do they have a rope hat?
They are working on some hats right now. I think those are launching later this summer. So more to come. My one big thing today is that I want to, this is kind of golf related. I want to double down on my belief in Bryson DeChambeau. I mentioned him at the end of my Rory McIlroy tirade earlier this week. And Bryson just won the U.S. Open. Bryson was top 10 at both the Masters and the PGA Championship this year. Bryson has been on the LIV Tour, withering away. I think being on LIV has been good for him. But I just want to say it's really cool. It's really cool to watch an athlete like succeed the way Bryson is while also like bringing all of his content to the people. Like Bryson is basically a full-time YouTuber right now that's also doing the PGA Tour. And he's great at it. Like he is as good at YouTube golf as he is real golf. And he has some great content. You can watch all the stuff on his channel and see it. But, like, it's just fun. I wish more athletes would do this is the takeaway. Like, can you imagine if we had, like, I don't know, like a LeBron James YouTube channel through the heyday of his Miami days?
I think one of the best parts about, DeChambeau's just YouTube stuff is great. But he had a golf episode where he was gambling against Phil Mickelson. It was the greatest thing I ever seen. And then like watching those two gamble on the golf course was elite.
Yeah, he's really entertaining, truly. And it's made me like fall in love with Bryson the player again. I used to be a big fan.
He's had one of the greatest like character arc switches in golf history.
Yeah, it's really special. So shout out to Bryson. Big fan of yours. Hope you win the next major. Probably going to bet on you every major for the foreseeable future.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.